This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. 60% of ethicists rated eating red meat as morally bad, but only 27% said they didn't regularly eat it. Ethicists and philosophers were no more likely to vote than other kinds of professors, nor were ethicists more likely to donate blood or register as organ donors. Americans spend 8% of their disposable income on all forms of energy. A lightning bug, or firefly, or glowworm, as they are all called sometimes, common in many parts of the country and the world, is actually a luminescent beetle. Almost 60% of the countries making up the United Nations now have some kind of ministry or department to outreach and organize the diaspora that has left their country. The USA does not. In an international law case before the Permanent Court of Arbitration in The Hague, where Russia has a judge, the court has ruled that Russia owed shareholders of Yukos $50 billion for controversially seizing the company in 2003. Good luck collecting. The largest firms in Britain and the USA spent $15 billion annually in so-called corporate social responsibility investments. Researchers are finding that one indirect benefit of CSR expenditures is that when the companies are caught in corruption scandals, the penalties prove to be more lenient. The corporate divestment campaign seeking to eliminate investments in fossil fuels has persuaded 220 cities and institutions to divest, the largest of which are the $900 billion Norwegian Sovereign Wealth Fund and Stanford University with a $21 billion endowment. A five-year-old social enterprise, Ilum Mexico, has provided 20,000 people with loans to buy low-cost solar panels and batteries, enabling Mexicans in remote areas to switch lights on, watch television, and charge mobile phones. Research looking at 616,084 racing times by 70,388 British racehorses between 1850 and 1996 found, contrary to expectation, that horses were steadily running faster with a particularly rapid improvement after 1975. If it's not the drugs, then we may not have seen the upper limit on horse racing speed yet. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.